It is 4:06. Thanks for your company on Perth Live this afternoon. In fact, Simon Creek from HHG Legal Group has remained with me this afternoon because this story has just broken in the Weekend Courier, and it relates to a marriage celebrant who wed a man and a woman, but the woman was unconscious when the marriage celebrant signed off on this legal wedding. As I said, the story has just broken in the Weekend Courier by Gabrielle Jeffrey. The editor-in-chief at Community Newspaper Group is Matt Ziss. Let's bring him in this afternoon first. G'day, Matt.
Good afternoon, Ollie. How are you?
This headline, "Till Death Do Us Part," what in the world has gone on?
A little bit of a deep meaning to that headline indeed. But yeah, look, this actually happened in Rockingham almost 2 years ago. Sadly, the woman who you mentioned was unconscious at the time of the ceremony, never regained consciousness, actually died just a very short time later that day.
Right.
So very sad story. But there's also a fair bit of distaste about how the ceremony went down. And as a result, the matter ended up in the Rockingham Magistrates Court, which is where our reporter Gabrielle Jeffrey uncovered it. And a story that one I haven't really ever come across in my time, Ollie.
Yeah, no, very interesting indeed, Matt, because the celebrant is Diane Caratazzolo Waddington from Warnborough. And my understanding, just reading your article, Matt, is that Diane is still registered as a marriage celebrant 2 years later.
Look, she is. We've done a bit of investigation into this. Look, the court case, this court case that we're across only occurred a couple of weeks ago, Ollie.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm reliably informed that the Attorney General's Department, the Federal Attorney General Department, is investigating whether that outcome of that court case will have an impact on the celebrant's status to remain as a celebrant.
Okay, and reading your story as well, effectively the marriage celebrant put a pen in the unconscious woman's hand and signed an X for her signature while it was still in the hand of her now husband.
Yeah, look, that's what played out in court. That story played out in court a couple of weeks ago. The husband helped the man helped the woman to make an X mark, I guess,
mm-hmm.
While she was unconscious. Obviously, then you're a happily married man, Ollie. You know the way that weddings are supposed to go down. Each party is given a chance right up until, I guess, the very moment when you say "I do" to back out of a wedding. And in this case, it's questionable whether that opportunity presented. Look, the celebrant involved at court pretty much accepted the fact, pleaded guilty.
Right.
At the first incident, I'm told we haven't actually been able to speak to the celebrant outside of court, despite our attempts. But she's presided over some 300 weddings and had her own business for some 10 years now. So it's fair to say it wasn't a rookie mistake.
Mm.
But I do have some sympathy. I think I have some sympathy, probably, for the fact that. I would suggest she was in a very difficult ethical situation. She certainly says that she was aware that the woman's want,
right,
wish to be married.
So acting on a dying wish here.
And she's turned up on the day when it's clearly very close to the end, and had a choice to make about
whether she did it or not,
the way they're prescribed in the 1961 Marriage Act, and aren't we talking enough about the Marriage Act at the moment?
Yep, timely.
But perhaps make a moral judgment where she didn't have really much time to consider her position or ask any questions. So I'm assuming there was a bit of that involved.
Did this come before the courts, Matt, because the husband was trying to make a claim on her estate?
Unclear as to how it found its way into the courts. Very good question,
right,
Ollie, and one that remains unclear to us. But it has certainly come to the attention of the Commonwealth, and it's the Commonwealth who's put the charge up. And I'm just trying to find exactly what that charge was, but it's called purporting to solemnise a marriage.
All right, Matt, we will read more of that, of course, in the Weekend Courier, a huge story, in fact, broken by Gabrielle Jeffrey there in the Community News Group, Weekend Courier, and you can read more at communitynews.com.au. Matt Ziss, thank you.
Have a good afternoon, Ollie.
Will do. That is Matt Ziss, the Editor-in-Chief at Community Newspaper Group. As I said, Simon Creek, you have remained with me because this story has just broken this afternoon. Your initial reactions?
Oh, just complete disbelief. Look, Matt did a fantastic job there, as any good journalist must do, of giving a well-rounded view of I suppose, why this celebrant might have stuffed up as badly. I'm going to be a little harsher. Not only has the law been broken here, and a law that should be, you know, at the front of a celebrant's mind, but, you know, the law of common sense got thrown out the window as well. Who would even dream of marrying someone who was unconscious?
Yeah, it's beggars belief here. Now, I'm sure that there are some circumstances, Simon, and you've probably seen this as well, where it is a dying wish of a man and woman to marry before said partner passes away. But as Matt highlighted as well, there might be an ethical issue, but there's a massive overarching legal issue. And are you surprised at the moment that this lady has been able to carry on as a marriage celebrant for the last 2 years?
Very surprised. I mean, marrying someone without capacity, because effectively that's what we're talking about, and that's what Section 100 of the Marriage Act is all about, and that's the section that she's breached, is a, you know, fundamental and basic requirement. An understanding of that is fundamentally important for a celebrant. It just makes me wonder how many other mistakes were made by this person during those 300 other celebrations. It would be quite fascinating to find out. This is not the sort of, as Matt rightly pointed out, this is not a rookie error. This is not the sort of thing I can imagine most people getting wrong. So what's really going on in this person's mind?
Well, the maximum penalty for doing what she did is a $500 fine or 6 months in prison. And at the moment, as Matt said, the Attorney General's Department confirmed her status was under review with deregistration a possibility. I'm surprised it's even a question.
Agreed. I mean, they have a responsibility, on my reading of their guidelines, to deregister her if they believe this is a serious offence. And I'm struggling to think of anything a marriage celebrant could do that would be a lot more serious.
Simon Creek, thank you for hanging around for that and getting your analysis so quickly as it's broken this afternoon. Really appreciate it.
No problem.
Simon Creek there from HHG Legal Group, and that story we're bringing to you this afternoon, the head certainly shakes that a Warmbra marriage celebrant who presided over the wedding of an unconscious dying woman is now obviously facing possible deregistration. Her name, celebrant Diane Carotozolo Waddington, last month received a penalty equivalent of a good behaviour bond, pleading guilty to a charge of purporting to solemnise a marriage. Unbelievable. It is 4:14.